This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
r/credit. What's the fastest you've seen a couple go from married to divorced, and what caused it? My friend, we'll call her B, dated a guy, we'll call him Chris, our senior year of high school. After 6 months or so, he wanted to propose to her. One of our mutual friends, A, pushed hard against. I kept telling B that Chris is just proposing, since he was going on a 9-month-long mission trip in another country and wanted to make sure A was going to be there when he got back. I was against the whole engagement thing too, but I know love is blind, and I can only hope it all turns out okay. B and Chris get married about a year later. It was a super small wedding with only a few family members. They got an apartment together, then Chris got injured at work and couldn't work anymore. They had to move in with his family. I visited them and hung out with A for a bit. I was about to head out when Chris came home. They got in a small fight about something dumb, and I headed out. I moved away, and we grew apart for a bit. When I got a friend request on Facebook from B, I accepted and saw she changed her name back to her maiden name. She was no longer in a relationship with Chris. So I was visiting Oregon and hung out with B for the first time since. I brought it up, and she confirmed that they got a divorce. She told me that her dad got laid off at his job he's worked at for 40 years. He doesn't even have an email, let alone a resume. So she bought him a laptop and helped him apply to jobs. Between this and working two jobs, she didn't see Chris a whole lot. Chris out of nowhere accuses her of cheating. Gets his whole family in on it. B is reasonably pissed because she's literally just been working and helping her dad. It gets out of hand and they divorce. She ended up meeting another guy and it's going well. She's taking things slow, which is good. I'm proud of her. Girl I went to HS with has 4 kids from her first marriage. They divorced when they were in their early 40s. She decides she wants to get married again. She wants a religious family man and is convinced Nigeria is the route to go. She starts chatting up Nigerian guys on Facebook. Goes over there, marries a guy she just met via her Facebook husband search. After a few months of her sending money to him after she's home, she's unable to 1 month because she has 4 kids to worry about. He freaks out and they wind up getting it annulled. But wait, there's more. A year later, she's on her way to Nigeria again because she's found another guy to marry. This time she goes over there once to visit, comes home, then basically is, "I'm not giving you money until we marry." She goes back over again within 6 months to marry him. A month after getting home, she finds out she's pregnant. All is well. Eventually she's unable to send money because 4 kids with twins on the way, and that comes first. He gets upset and they wind up divorced. She later finds out he'd been chatting up other women around the world and getting money from them, and was only going to use her for a green card to get to the States. I honestly don't feel bad for her. I feel bad for her 6 kids to have to witness their mom make stupid decisions. No idea how the hell she afforded all those plane tickets. She's given up on Nigeria now. Jamaica is on her sights now. So, I'm pretty sure before long, we'll see a shotgun wedding in Jamaica. **EDITED for spelling. My boyfriend's cousin. She's 21, dating a 19-year-old who looks 12 and is tiny. She's a very large woman. She's extremely physically abusive. I watched her pick this man up and lock him in the trunk of a car by sitting on top of it to induce a panic attack and win their argument at work. He always has bruises and black eyes. He proposes to her after a few months of dating. They get married. He annuls the marriage and leaves in secret the next day. Goes into hiding for 6 months. She posts lots of woe is me sappy breakup stuff. Somehow out of nowhere he's just back. They remarry at the courthouse, and now she's saying she's pregnant, but not telling her family. Her husband looks miserable, and according to the grapevine doesn't work anymore, and is confined to the apartment they share. Whether that's by choice or not is up for debate. The poor guy looks like a withered husk of himself, and he's only 19. Edit. For everyone saying we are awful people for not helping the guy, are you insane? Of course we've reached out. Confronted the wife, begged the husband to leave, called the cops, given him shelters and resource information. He is over 18 years of age. Calling the cops does nothing, because he lies to them. They can't arrest his abuser, just because I said there was a crime going on. He has to admit he's in danger and wants to press charges or wants help in leaving. He won't do that. Our hands are legally tied. Until he's ready to seek help, all of us are keeping an eye out. And no, the cops aren't doing nothing, because he's a man. Cops do this to women too. If you are a woman and I call the cops saying you are being abused, and you tell them you are not being abused, the cops will also do nothing, because the victim of the crime is denying the crime occurred. 2 weeks. Kind of a long story. My sister was married to a real jackass. She stayed too long and the divorce has been bitter. The ex-husband is convinced my sister has a secret trust fund she is living off of, and he wants half. There is no such trust fund. I mean, in what hopefully will be many years when my dad dies, there may be money from his trust, but he's very much alive, so he's not entitled to that. So my sister hooked up with another guy, who apparently is friends with the ex. The ex told him about the trust fund and somehow convinced my gullible sister to marry him, in the hopes that he would be more successful in getting the trust fund, the one that doesn't exist. This new husband, within days of marrying my sister, brought his ex-girlfriend, baby mama who was supposedly in an abusive relationship, and his child to stay with them. Very shortly after, it was learned that new hubby has been with baby mama the entire duration of the relationship, and the guy only went out with her because he thought she was a trust fund kid. So within a couple of weeks after the nuptials, they were at each other's throats, and he had thrown out and actually arrested, and basically kept all her belongings. He filed a restraining order against, so she couldn't come to the house. I'm not saying my sister deserved this, but she does have a habit of stretching the truth. These guys didn't get the idea there was a trust fund from their asses. This marriage only basically lasted 2 weeks. My brother and his first wife. They had a 3-year-long relationship that basically went like this. He cheats, she finds out, they have a screaming slash crying match, she packs up and leaves. He spends a few days a depressed mess, they obsessively text and call, more screaming and fighting, they make up, and she comes back, rinse and repeat every few months. Well, 3 years and they have probably the worst one of the whole relationship, and she stayed away for several weeks. He bought a ring, and proposed and promised to change, and they get married. And he actually changes his behavior. They move away briefly to find better opportunities, but come home when it doesn't pan out. Her dad is a successful businessman with rental properties, sets them up in a little house. Some of our relatives set them up with nice secondhand furniture. They both get jobs in town. 3 months after they move back, she has 3 of her male relatives come over and remove him from the home with nothing but his wallet and car keys and the clothes on his back, while threatening to kick his ass. Apparently she was convinced he was cheating despite the lack of evidence and opportunity on his part. For a week she refuses to let him into the rental they lived in to get his things, so he calls a buddy of his from high school who works on the local police force, and they go over there while she's at work. The rental is next door to her parents. The father comes over and tries to goad my brother into a physical altercation. The mother flies over screaming and carrying on, starts hitting my brother's truck with a stick, cussing at him. His cop buddy is threatening to take them both in, because right now my brother is legally entering the home he and his wife live in that contains his personal effects. My brother comes out holding an armful of his clothes and the really nice TV he brought into the marriage. His really nice gaming systems and computers are inside, all things he bought and owned before the marriage. The father comes and knocks everything out of his arms. The clothes land in the dirt, the TV lands face down. The father goes inside and rips the computer from the wall, rips the gaming systems from the wall, starts throwing them around. My brother went inside and removed his things, and he had to physically remove the father from his things. The mother hauls off and punches him in the gut. His cop buddy calls for backup. He puts the mom in cuffs and into his squad car. The backup arrives and arrests the dad. My brother calls a few relatives and myself, and we all finish getting everything that is his out of the house and into the trucks. Our grandfather shows up with his truck and trailer, gets the furniture, leaving the few pieces that brother's wife's family had in the rental. All the furniture goes into storage. Brother moves home with his thankfully unbroken electronics and belongings, sinks into depression. She shows up a couple days later throwing a hissy fit because she now has little furniture. Brother isn't even home at the time. She throws the front door open, bitching and fussing. I had to physically remove her from her house. She's scratching and hitting. I throw her in her car and tell her that if she ever brings her scrappy little white trash ass back on our property, I won't call the law like my brother did. I'll run her over with my car and feel just fine. She leaves and goes to his job and starts harassing him. He calls me, hiding in the break room, because she's standing outside the staff door screaming for him to get his ass out there and talk to her like a man. She's telling his coworkers all sorts of private things. I arrive as security is escorting her out. We get an order of protection and no contact. She spends the next year of the separation and divorce proceedings bad-mouthing, harassing and stalking he, I, and our parents. Tries to get us both fired. She shows up at my grandfather's wanting the furniture he paid for. Threatens him, the nicest guy on earth. Our mother has to have emergency gastric surgery about 3 weeks before the divorce becomes final. She finds out and shows up, harasses us in the waiting room. Mind you, our mother's surgery was incredibly serious. She could have died. We were all in a state of concern. This was not helping. Oh, she had the process server serve my brother with the papers at his job. Process server gave him a pat on the shoulder and said, "Good luck, man. She seems great." Day the divorce comes through, she posts on Facebook, "Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Divorce finally final. Never should have married him. Biggest mistake. His mother should have aborted him." I reported her and blocked her. Few months later, our grandmother dies, and she tries to come to the memorial service. My brother's childhood best friend, a 6'5" ex-marine redneck, sternly suggests she return to her vehicle and go home. That was the last time we ever personally saw her. When my brother graduated from boot camp 2 years ago, she sent a text to our stepmother asking that she pass on a message of hate on the occasion. My brother had already moved on, a new wonderful girlfriend he later married. He's working for an elite American government agency now and living a really great life, and she works a shitty dead-end job in our hometown, living with a scene kid who cheats on her and does drugs. The divorce took longer than the marriage, which lasted 6 months. The divorce took a year and a half. My uncle took a year for them to get engaged and a year for them to divorce, if that. My uncle is a nice guy. His first marriage didn't end well. He wanted a family. Along comes this leech within the fire department half his age. They ended up falling for each other, and they got engaged fast. Well, they were supposed to have the wedding real fast like the next year, but ended up cutting that in half and getting married in the court by themselves sooner. This girl was sketch the whole time. She had 2 past husbands, 3 children, and I guess she was getting alimony or something, even though she didn't have even practical custody over any of them. The one vacation we went on, she basically kidnapped her oldest son for, because her father demanded he stay and go to football camp, but she took him on the trip without having legal custody. On top of that, her other 2 kids were brats, and she was super entitled about anyone talking to them about their behavior. One punched my brother and he pushed him into a sand dune to not hurt him but retaliate, and she yelled at my brother for shoving her kid because he was defenseless. Meanwhile, severely mistreating my cousin, the uncle's son, by trying to control everything he did and not allowing him on electronics or to go out with us. That was the only vacation she went on with us. My uncle ended up paying all her bills helping her pay for her kids. Any support she needed, he gave her, even though she was plenty supported already. After he had his name on all of her stuff, he found her phone, littered with messages and pictures of NSFW things. Turns out this thought was banging the entire fire department, having threesomes, the whole shebang. No one in the department bothered to confront my uncle, even though this has been happening like a month or two into the marriage. Even though they were married less than a year, he still got stuck with her bills for a while, having to take her to court and fight everything. She got him for alimony too, I think. He may have had to stop paying her though. Luckily, he found a nice older woman who is super sweet. She acts so much better and more thoughtful, wanting to help and spend time with the family. She has already had her kids move out, but she is super nice and caring towards my little cousin and helps keep my uncle organized. They aren't even married and everyone already calls her aunt. Happy ending to a trashy story. I was invited to a wedding by a friend that was a bridesmaid, Rebecca. It was a lesbian couple, Karen and Des, that I never met, but on first impressions at the altar, they seemed relatively happy. As the night went on and people started doing speeches, there was a lot of playful threats to Karen. People are saying things like, "Don't you hurt Des, or I'll come after you." It was uncomfortable, but most people laughed, so I laughed too. The night continued with lots of drinking, dancing, and the couple left in a limo for their honeymoon. Before leaving, I overheard Des's parents saying they like Karen, but weren't sure marriage was for her, and were hoping Des could change that. Sure as shit. 2 weeks later, I'm talking with Rebecca, and she fills me in that on the limo ride, Karen and Des got into an argument over the way Karen had been dancing with a flirty bridesmaid. The next morning, they left for their honeymoon in Hawaii, Des still fuming over Karen's flirtatious behavior. Karen tells Des she's being paranoid. Karen takes Des for a day of fun, sightseeing and a romantic dinner. Des starts believe she was being silly. They're married now. This is a new start with clean palates. When returning to the hotel, Karen jumps in the shower. Des sees Karen's phone light up with texts. Assuming it was more friends and family wishing to congratulate them, she peeks at the screen and sees the beginning of a text from the flirty bridesmaid. Des can't stop her curiosity and unlocks the phone to reveal the flirty bridesmaid just arrived in Hawaii. It was ultimately revealed Karen had planned to sneak off to sleep with the flirty bridesmaid again, as she had done so right before the wedding multiple times. Now being confronted with Des knowing what was up, Karen packed her stuff and left Des to join the bridesmaid at her hotel. Des caught a flight out and filed for divorce. Several years later, she is happily married with a child and another on the way. As for Karen, who gives a shit? Groom and maid of honor steal away at the reception to bone, walking on bride deep throating the best man. Best man and maid of honor are best friends to the couple and married with young kids. Insult to injury, bride wouldn't suck the groom's dick or have sex with him until they were married. She was holding it back to push marriage because he was wealthy and she was a good digging whore. They met in college while she was pursuing an undergrad degree in extreme thottery. Even worse, the groom made all his money by being top sales guy at best man's company. They sell advanced optical microscopes, small company with only a few sales guys. The groom was by far and away the best, more than double the sales of the next sales guy. Best man begs him to stay at the company. Groom tells him get fucked. Company goes into dire straits after he leaves and ends up going under. Both marriages ended. Bride fights annulment because she wants the money. Turns out she's pregnant with best man's baby. She pretends it's groom's, successfully derails the annulment, gets a divorce, gets child support for a while after the baby is born. Groom goes broke trying to get custody of the baby out of spite. Best man goes broke when his company folds. Both women, best friends in college, before hooking to with these two, arrange a three-way sugar daddy situation with an older wealthy man, and love happily ever after collecting child support and making these two guys' lives an absolute nightmare. Groom kills self. Best man becomes a hardcore alcoholic. Myself, I thought I'd found the one. For me it was love at first sight. I even told my friend I was out with the night I met her, that I was going to end up married to her someday. We did fall in love, she moved in after a month, and we had a great 4 years together, even moving to a new city together, with new jobs for both of us. One day I finally pop the question, she says yes. We get a quick marriage done at the city courthouse, about 6 to 8 weeks. After we got married she asked me if it would be alright if she could go out with a guy from her new job, like a date, her exact words. No, WTF. She moved out, I started divorce proceedings within the week, and within 8 months she ended up marrying that guy. They had a couple of kids, then she divorced him 8 years later. She finds me, now living in another state, through a private investigator, shows up outside my house and waits until I come out of my house. I'm completely caught off guard. She says she wants to get back together as she said she was wrong 8 years earlier, and I was the only guy she ever really loved and showed her any real love back. Nope, I was done. My dad, white guy, married a girl that was a different race, polyanshan, and her father made him get an annulment after whisking his daughter away to some South Pacific island. He never saw her or spoke to her again. He told me this after I got my divorce, I guess trying to cheer me up. I was kind of shocked that my own dad had been married before my mom. This was in the 1950s when he was in the army stationed in Honolulu, Hawaii. His time married was only a couple of weeks to, so very similar. I knew a couple who split up after just 3 weeks after getting married and divorced within 2 months. Backstory, they were together for a number of years. The guy spent a lot of time away at work, but she insisted that she was fine with this and that the situation was in fact quite ideal. Then one day after coming home, to her surprise, her guy gets down on one knee and proposes to her, and she says yes because, her exact words, why not? During their whole relationship though, she had been especially close to a particular male friend of hers. Whereas you would almost never see her with her partner, there was almost no evidence of him in her life in general. She and her male BFF would be seen hanging out together at every social occasion, and they appeared so close and well gelled that most people who met them mistook them to be a couple. They constantly insisted that there was nothing going between them, and as the wedding drew closer, she and her fiancé planned out a lavish wedding and reception, inviting hundreds of people etc. It seems that up until this point, her fiancé had tolerated her super close friendship with the guy, because any time he questioned things, she accused him of being paranoid and sexist. But straight after getting married, she changed her FB profile picture to one of her hugging her best friend, and when her husband questioned it, she refused to take it down. They argued about the photo, and just 3 weeks after getting married, they left each other, and pretty much overnight she hooked up and began a relationship with the best friend. Didn't see it myself. In fact, I never knew it happened until a couple months ago. My dad was married before my mom. He had a crush on my mom for nearly 20 years, but never had the chance to be with her. Plus he was engaged before he ever reconnected with my mom after 10 years out of high school. Anyway, he got married to wife 1, went on a 10-day honeymoon, came back, had the weekend together. He went to work Sunday night through Monday morning, went to school until 5, full-time job and full-time student working toward his bachelor's degree, came home after 5, wife is gone. She quit her job and was out shopping and partying. She decided that after they got married she was going to quit working because my dad made enough after they had already agreed that they were going to both work until after my dad got his degree. For months he tried to get her to get her job back and stick to the plan. She belittled his feelings and he felt taken advantage of. He gave her an ultimatum of get her job back to support them and stick to their plan so they could reach their goals, and she brushed him off. She never took him seriously until he filed for divorce. They were married for 6 months and spent the last 5 of that fighting. Once everything was all but finalized, he caught up with my mom, they started dating, and they were married within a year. Should have listened to his gut when it told him to leave wife 1 for my mom, but my grandma talked him out of it. My parents have been together for nearly 28 years and still act like teenagers, much to my sister's embarrassment. Edited to add, there were definitely other problems in the marriage, but my dad said they all had something to do with her not taking him seriously or him feeling like she was taking advantage of him in some way. The money/job issues is the big thing that started all the dominoes falling though. Me. 6 months. I moved to a new area after high school and became good friends with the neighbor's son. I was quickly integrated into his normal gaming group and we became tight. He and his girlfriend had been dating for 6 years already, since about freshman year of high school. When he proposed, we were less than enthusiastic about it because they were constantly fighting. But whoever, he was a big boy and could make his big boy decisions. When it came time to make the wedding party, she asked me to be a bridesmaid. I was cool with it because she and I had gotten close. She was cool to hang out with, always up for a good time. Got my first tat with her too. However, she was always complaining about him. How much weed he smoked, how much he played video games, hung out with his friends, how stupid his friends were, etc. The maid of honor had to sit her down and ask her why she was getting married, and she said she wanted the husband, the child, the white picket fence, etc. Then the groomsman and I sat him down and asked him why, to which he said he thought she was the best he could do. Despite some weak protests, see, both grown ass adults, they got married, and their first fight was during the photo's post ceremony. Their marriage lasted 6-7 months. Officially, I don't know why they divorced. Rumors speculate that she sabotaged their birth control, leading to a sooner than desired pregnancy. Cheating rumors came up too. Honestly, if you ask me, it was the living under one roof and realizing how incompatible they were that did it in. Sadly, I've lost contact with both of them. She went full on mean girl and he moved away. I still keep in contact with a couple of the groomsmen though, and according to them, he has been in an actually loving relationship. Thank you so much for watching the whole video. Please leave a like and subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.